970-823-9202.
Welcome, everybody. It's Mike Stewart, and welcome to the Faith Pest Control Podcast. And I'm your host, Mike Stewart, and we're here today with pest expert Fred Talley, the man who takes Jasper, Georgia, and makes it bug-free. The guy who, if you're in North Georgia, Fred Talley is your man. You can call him, you can ask a question, and he will take care of your bug problems. And the bug problem I understand Fred wants to talk today is something pretty, sounds like something out of a horror movie, murder hornets. Fred, what is a murder hornet? Why are they bad? Why do people want to get rid of them? And what do you guys do to make that happen?
Well, actually, Mikey, I've had a couple of calls this a couple of weeks ago about the murder hornets. And so I thought it would be a good time to address this issue on our podcast. According to the University of Georgia Extension Service, we do not have murder hornets in Georgia. The media somewhat sensationalized murder hornets last year, not so much this year, but we don't have them in Georgia. Now, anytime you get an invasive species, you need to take it serious. But right now, there's a lot of misinformation spread in the media about the murder hornets. And the murder hornet, what they're referring to as a murder hornet, is actually called an Asian giant hornet. They were discovered in Vancouver Island in Canada, and there was one dead Asian giant hornet found in Washington State. No live Asian hornets have ever been found in the United States. The colony of Asian giant hornets that were found in Canada were destroyed sometime in the ones in Canada, I believe, were August of 2019. So there, it's not an issue in Georgia, but people think that it is. One of the things most promoted in the media has been the danger of this giant hornet. It is actually the world's largest, what they call true hornet. They can be an inch and a half to 2 inches long. And if you think most people have seen, especially in North Georgia mountains, have seen a yellow jacket. Yellow jackets, half inch up to maybe 3/4 inch long. So the Asian giant hornet is what? 3 to 4 times as big as a yellow jacket. Kind of one of the identifying markers is they have an enlarged yellowish, orangish colored head, and a brown thorax or body, but they do have the yellow stripes that kind of look like a giant yellow jacket. They kind of follow a typical wasp life cycle, you know, with a solitary female emerges in the spring from hibernation, establishes a nest. She goes out and forages and incubates the young. And then as the colony grows, the workers in the colony take over those duties. And of course, the queen just produces offspring at that point. If encountered, though, the Asian giant hornet is not aggressive towards other creatures, but if provoked, just like any other stinging insect, they will sting. Due to its size, though, the hornet will typically deposits more venom in each sting than other bees and wasps. However, one or more stings should not be life-threatening to the average individual. Of course, those who are prone to anaphylactic reactions or who receive a large number of stings are probably going to have a major problem. The bigger concern about the Asian giant hornet coming into the United States is the impact it has on honeybee colonies. The Asian giant hornet can annihilate an entire colony within a honeybee colony. And a large honeybee colony can have 50, 60, 70,000 residents. And they can destroy it in just a matter of hours. And interestingly enough, there are three phases to a honeybee colony invasion by the Asian giant hornet. The first stage is the hornets will capture individual honeybees at the entrance to the colony and just decapitate them. Then they'll take their bodies and make what they refer to as a meatball from the bee's thorax and feed that to the young Asian hornets. Then the hornets will use pheromones. They'll mark the honeybee colony, and then various or numerous hornets from their colony will descend on the honeybee colony, and they'll kill all the workers and dump their bodies on the ground. And finally, they just take over the hive, collect their pupae and larvae, and use those to feed their children. So a key identifier of the Asian giant hornet would be the seeing that honeybee colony had been invaded with decapitated and ripped apart bees sitting in front of the entrance to the colony. There have been no sightings ever of the Asian giant hornet anywhere outside of Washington State. And like I said earlier, that was one dead hornet that was discovered, and I believe it may have been around the Seattle area. I'm not 100% sure about that, but I do know it was Washington State. So there's really no concern about it here. There are a variety of bees and wasp species in Georgia that can be confused with the Asian giant hornet, including, right now we have the cicada killer in invasion. So they look kind of similar to the Asian giant hornet. A lot of people here, what we have and what we're going to talk about in a few minutes is the European hornets. Actually, it's going to be on our next podcast, is the European hornets, because they look very similar. Again, they look similar to our southern yellow jackets, have a little bit of similarity to the bald-faced hornets that we have here. But there are multiple resources that you can use to identify if you think you see an Asian giant hornet. The my go-to would be if I was an individual not associated with the pest control industry and thought I saw one, would be to get the county extension agent out there to take a look at it, to get the University of Georgia involved, because the Extension Service is an arm of the University of Georgia. Wasps, hornets, bees, and actually other insects can all contribute to the pollination of plants, flowers, and food sources. The more important of those three would be the food sources, because without pollination, we have no food supply in our country. But I want you guys to remember that at Faith Pest Control, we offer a free consultation and offer a 100% make you happy money back guarantee. If you hire Faith Pest Control to get rid of your bee or hornet problem, and at the end of 30 days, you're not 100% happy, we'll come back and we'll retreat your home for free, and we'll keep on treating it for free until you tell us that you are happy. If that still doesn't make you happy, we'll give you back every penny you spent on your original treatment, plus an additional $25 for your time and trouble just for fooling with us. Bottom line is, you'll be happy with the service that we provide, or you won't pay a penny, period. If you feel like what I've said makes sense, please call Faith Pest Control today, 770-823-9202, and ask to speak to me, Fred Talley. I'll be more than happy to speak to you and answer any questions you may have.
Well, Fred, that is interesting that people will call about something that's not in the area, but I'm sure they find big stinging insects there in Jasper and in North Georgia, and you guys have the education and expertise and experience of what to do to keep people safe from stinging insects. And the murder hornets, they're not in Georgia, But if you think you see a murder hornet, you call Faith Pest Control. And be sure to share this podcast. We do it as a community service for people and residents and business owners of North Georgia. And more importantly, you can subscribe to us in Apple, Amazon, Audible, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. You know, wherever podcasts are, Faith Pest Control Podcast is there. You can read it at our website at faithpestcontrol.com. And until next time, when we talk about another type of hornet, the European hornet, this is Mike Stewart for the Faith Pest Control Podcast.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.
Hey there, I'm Fred Talley with Faith Pest Control. Now, it's a fact. If termites infest your home, they can do devastating damage unless they are discovered and stopped. At Faith Pest Control, we understand that your home is your most valuable possession, and the last thing you want to happen is for it to be damaged by termites or any other pests. Call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 for a free pest consultation and free termite treatment estimate. Don't take a chance when it comes to termites in your home. It's simply not worth it. Let the proven experts at Faith Pest Control protect your home from termites. Call us today at 770-823-9202 and be sure to visit our website at faithpestcontrol.com.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.